Mike, a real pleasure to get you here. Fairly short notice, and a man I've known on and off over the last half dozen years or so, but really looking forward to having a chat with you about your life, your work, and the myriad of things that you do and you've done. And if we could just get a little bit of background. I know you're born in Carlisle, but went off to Africa very, very young, Kenya, and why?
I can do that really quickly. Born in Carlisle, 6 months old, I went to Nairobi because my father was Irish colonial, middle class, British public school educated. My mother was working class. He was a pilot during the war, kind of a party boy, wanted to be a jazz pianist, never quite settled. Went back to his parents' home, which was Nairobi, had a party for about 8 years. We left under a blanket, me and the five kids and the parents. There was a lot of people after him, I think.
When was this? This is in the 50s.
This is in the 19th century sometime. And, back in
is this Mau Mau time? Is this
Mau Mau? Yeah. And then we went to live with my gran in Carlisle in a terrace house.
Right.
They wouldn't let him in the house because he was a bad boy. And I went from, you know, servants, cars, swimming pools into basically Coronation Street. It looks exactly like that. Yeah. Fantastic. One terraced row of houses off Dale Street with four or five relatives living in the street. My gran had the bathroom, so they used to come once a week, take turns for the big bath and stuff. She had the posh house and lived there for about a year, and my dad got a job as a journalist. Then we moved over to Newcastle, which is really where I...
Right, and so your education was in Newcastle, in the North East Mall, was it by the time you were in
sort of 10 to 18, when I came down to London.
And you were a fairly prodigious musician very early on, weren't you? You were very proficient. You played trumpet, obviously. You played guitar, you played keyboards.
Yeah, I started on drums when I was 10. I made a drum kit out of... actually, Ian Carr, the great British jazz trumpet player, was my English teacher at school.
He
was my English teacher, like one of the wrote the definitive book on Miles Davis. I went to a comprehensive school. My art teacher was Johnny Walters, who was John Peel's producer, also a very good trumpet player.
He played with Alan Price, didn't
he? Yeah, absolutely. And my games teacher was a trad jazz cornetist. So I had three trumpet players, by coincidence.
You couldn't go wrong, could you?
Couldn't go wrong. And Ken Olmsted, who was the music teacher, who was like a Gilbert and Sullivan nut, he kind of mentored me as a musician. Actually got me into music college through lying, basically.
So are you a believer, as I am, and I know a lot of lot of artists are, there is this one person or this couple of teachers who turn on the light for you at school, and it burns for the rest of your life, that light, doesn't it?
Also, I mean, being dropped into Newcastle, we lived in a council house on a council estate in Kenton, was such a far cry from Nairobi. And also learning Geordie, which is it's a different language.
Yeah.
I spent the first couple of months saying, excuse me, I didn't quite catch that. And then you get
You certainly learn to lose that.
You learn Geordie ever so quick.
Yeah.
And it's a great place. Newcastle is still like a spiritual home.
So did you pick up Swahili or?
I spoke fluent Swahili when I came back to Carlisle.
Very useful in Carlisle,
really,
I imagine, yeah.
And not a lot of use in Newcastle, actually. So I swapped that, you know, as the brain does for Geordie, it became, and forgot all Swahili. And then had my formative, 10 to 18, growing up, started playing the drums. Ian Carr gave me a snare drum, and I got biscuit tins and things.
Yeah.
My dad used to make me, like a performing dog, drum to Benny Goodman, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington. He was a fantastic teacher and would teach me to listen to drummers and bass players in particular, and say, look, the reason why this band swings is because you can't hear the drummer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then to impress him, I started playing trumpet when I was 11. He then used to make me jam with Louis Armstrong.
So did you have formal music lessons, trumpet lessons and
trumpet
piano lessons?
Yeah. And sort of basically learned to read trumpet, but I still struggle with the bass clef.
Were you listening to jazz mainly then?
All the time.
Yeah, that was your thing.
Nothing, right up to Charlie Parker, and it was a cut-off point for my dad. Amazing record collection, which I now own, 78 LPs. Yeah. And he was a kind of a frustrated DJ, so he'd play stuff all the time. And he would
Sample complete. Ready to continue?